Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte. You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte.
Join us every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com/Mike Nice. Catch us streaming on Facebook Live and Periscope. Just look up Lyrical Forte. You can also call in to just listen, make the mic nice, or get in on the discussion. Please, no vulgar or offensive language. Thank you. Would you like to be a guest host? Are you looking for exposure? A promo? Send your inquiry to lyricalforte@live.com.
You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte.
Language. Thank you.
You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte. You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte.
I'm tempted to get that style phone and go pull it up, but you know what's up, and you know that ain't gonna solve nothing. I mean, Lord forbid, I might fall or something, and I'm all another, cause
all I need is you.
So hold me down like bitch strapped to the psych ward. It's killing me, but you still with me when I fight hard. And you digging me when I'm egging you. Deal with me when my car's pulled. Could've dealt with me, but you fell for me before I fell for you. Keep me on that right path and the right math. It's you plus nothing's everything. You my everything. Same. You ain't gotta question my allegiance, cause the way you love me, I can never leave. I need you.
By my side, thick and thin, high and low, don't let go. We gon' ride, we gon' win, don't know how, all I know. You, all I ever needed, you
did I fall in this? No condition that get a mention, but you offer this. Unconditional love, I swear I sell it all for this. Trying to keep it together, forgive my awkwardness. But often this, just you and me often this. Valley of shadows, and I know they trying to pick me off in this. But all I need is you. It's funny just how off I get when I ain't riding with you. No adjectives for your awesomeness. They burning one for that burnout. This life ain't got them all turned out. Took time out to put time in, so I turn to you when I want out. I need is you. You slow me down cause you know me now. With my phony smile and I'm acting like it's all copacetic. It's so pathetic, so juvenile.
Know what you do? You keep me cool in the summer when they be dressing less and I be wanting to show up and stunt. There ain't nothing to want. You give me all that I need. All I need is you to keep that fire burning for me. All I need is you.
By my side, thick and thin, highs and lows. Don't let go.
Yeah, that's right. I'm your host for Mike Nice Lyrical Forte, and I appreciate y'all tuning in again for another great Tuesday here on Mike Nice. And as always, man, the phone lines are open. All you have to do is call that number on your screen, 646-668-8072. And I appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in again, whether you're tuning in on Facebook, Periscope, as well as blogtalkradio.com/Mike Nice, man. We appreciate you. If you are a newcomer, welcome, welcome, welcome. Man, and how we do things on here, man, we have the phone lines open and you are able to make the mic nice at any time. And what I mean by make the mic nice is come through and share a piece, sing a song. If you have a certain discussion topic or anything, man, we definitely would like to get you on here. And as always, like I've been doing, I'm going to just open up the discussions before we get into it. Last week, I just let it flow. And we had a great, great poet come through, Arthur Petrina, who came through and just made the mic nice by sharing a piece about self-love. And we just kept the show going about self-love. And it was very deep conversation, I think, between me and the listeners. Also, shout out to the Serum of Truth for coming through and just blazing the mic as well with her piece also. And make sure you follow these ladies. Make sure you support these ladies as well in their endeavors. We're trying to do some great things here on Mike Nice. And right now, I want you to share this with your listeners, whether you are streaming or whether you're on the phone, whatever the case may be. Make sure that you share this with people that you're following on your social media. And we're here every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we would love to have you here. Not only that, but if you are interested in hosting Mike Nice, co-hosting with me, if you would like to be interviewed, whatever the case may be. If there's a way that we can help you, if you have a business and you're trying to get more people to support you or you're trying to get out there, definitely let us know. And we will love to help you in any way we can. But again, make sure you call in right now, 646-668-8072, and I'll be right back.
That I pray to when I be in my job.
They don't know.
You're the reason why I got two cars parked in my garage.
They don't know.
You're the reason I don't stress when life gets hard.
They don't
and
know.
Everything I got is all yours. Yeah.
They don't know.
On your birthday, out of mind, putting on my best suit.
They don't know.
Go to church, just believe the whole fam gonna be there too. Keeping it real with me, cause you're the truth.
They don't know.
Gotta tell everybody why I picked you.
Cause
they don't know. Cause we'll be at church all week.
They don't know.
You didn't have to die, but you did it just for me.
They don't know.
How I love your name, it gives me victory.
They don't know.
Now I got a new song to sing. Yeah.
They don't know.
In my life you came and how it's such a trip.
They don't know.
How you took a messed up brother like me, then flipped the script.
They don't know.
They don't know me like you. They don't know me like you. And wife, you can't even say that, but we still cool.
They don't know.
They don't know. They don't know. They don't know. They don't know. They don't know. They don't know. Why I got down on my knees when I asked for peace.
They don't know.
Send me from my sins, cause without you, nobody. What he's done for me, I can't come down. I go back like a bad habit. Even though it felt good, I won't have it. Matter of fact, you need to try too. Cause if you're doing the same thing with no getting better, try something new.
They don't know.
Cause they don't know. Better places, they can go.
They don't know.
And heaven's what I'm talking about. Wanna hear well done when it's all done.
Know.
That's why I gotta be about it. Cause I know the other place ain't fun,
they don't
nah.
Know.
And what I know now, you've been too good to me. Me to look back. I got my back to the wind and I'm going. And that's a fact.
They don't know. They
don't, they don't know. They don't, they don't know. They don't know. They don't, they don't know. They don't, they don't know. They don't know. Why I got down on my knees when I asked for peace.
They don't know.
Send me from my sins, cause without you, nobody. They don't know why I got down on my knees when I asked for.
It's been months since we last spoke, even longer since I seen you. I hear a couple rumors from a couple of your people. I blank out everything now. Sometimes I question if I remember your face. But all it takes is one little thing for it to flood back, and I start reliving the best of our days. I call this poem Sometimes because, well, you'll get it by the end. Sometimes I'm sure I'm over you. I start telling my friends, like, bro, I don't think I could go through that again. I tell them that I want to see you happy and I'm alright with letting you go. But sometimes I go through a milestone and I think of every way of letting you know. So I start clicking on your Facebook even though you're never on it. Start asking myself why I don't just ring you. Sorry, I'm being honest. Sometimes I stare at your number telling myself not to call it. So I ring you and withheld just to listen to you talking. And here's me thinking I couldn't relate to Drake. That's a good lie. Because the woman that I would try is happy with it. Yeah, but you get the picture. But that's sometimes. Because sometimes I'm talking to other girls seeing the potential in a new one. She's talking about our future and I'm listening thinking we should have broken up sooner. I'm sitting here like being single made sense now. But that's sometimes. Because there's always something that brings me back to how you made me feel. And sometimes I sit here blaming myself. How did I throw it all away? What do I need to change about myself? And sometimes I think, nah, she lost out on me. She was playing too many games. If anything, I start to feel free. And sometimes I think what we had was special and I don't see how you or I could find another us again. Then I think about being replaced and think every relationship must be the same. Sometimes I think I overthink it too much. I never really speak out these days. I'm running out of people to trust. And sometimes I think the only way we can get back together is if we get over each other first. I know, but sometimes it makes sense. Sometimes I delete your number. I say that because I'll get all brave and delete it like, yeah, I did it. But I know your number off by heart, so it ends up back in my phone anyway. Sometimes I sit here thinking about you, and if you're thinking about me, then I think, nah, she's happy without me. Sometimes I feel to get up and go and get you, but it's not that easy. Sometimes I wonder if you want your hero back. Them hugs when you're scared, motivation when you're worried. Don't let me have time to myself, because that's when I think of you the most. Late at nights when we should be on the phone, or morning feels weird because we haven't spoke. I'm starting to relate to songs that I used to think were just good musically. Seems like a lot of singers went through it. Guess it wasn't just you and me. Everyone's telling me we got a happy ending, and sometimes I believe it. Sometimes I don't. A million memories, guess I gotta let them all pass. At the time it felt like we were together forever. Now it's over, it feels like it happened so fast. Guess there's not always a happy ending, but sometimes I wish there was though. Sometimes I can justify it, sometimes I can't. Sometimes I got these girls telling me to get over you. In all honesty, I know they're just trying to get a chance. Sometimes. Sometimes I was in the wrong, sometimes you were. But no matter how complicated things got, I'm living my life now. And I added you to my prayers. And I just pray you have a beautiful future. Now let me put this poem out before that last statement becomes another sometimes. True.
And I threw away all the presents.
Nigo, so you still got three though?
Yeah.
Is this filming?
He's got the one in his house and he tells everyone it's his mum.
Wait. You're meant to be playing cheese.
Wait.
Hey, are you gonna cut this up?
Yeah. Alright.
Okay, cool.
I got you. Yeah. What's America without the black labor?
some of people's faith without the burnt grass savior. The migrators resulting in other races through adaptation, adjusting the climates that God gave us. You see us in them pyramids, many colorful images, founders of the faith at the root of what a religion is. Coming out of slavery, overcoming horrificness, having us a fam over where Columbia's district is. The black mind designed the first boats. I wouldn't be surprised if Noah had some old notes. The pyramids of Giza preceded a foreign touch. They shot the nose off the Sphinx because it resembled us. You see the obelisk all over the metropolis. The resurrection of the goddesses with the phalluses. People always tap into black spiritual symbols, but never give the credit to who was so influential. Shout out to brothers running programs in the inner city and the guidance counselors counseling to the inner gritty parents and the teachers really trying to reach them and give them a better diet to what the media feed them. Motivational speakers who believe in the empowerment, elevating your mental by overcoming your challenges. Anything is possible, visualize it, believe it, conceive it, and you'll achieve it, accomplish it, and repeat it. Ourselves the only way to move, trying to get a handle on life so every day is smooth. So we never settle, we fight as we create the rules. Know that we can make it despite what you can say or do. Controlling the beast through intelligence, spiritual development. The body's a temple, your soul dwell in it. Haters in the negative, critics become irrelevant. They don't understand me, I work with a different regiment. I am the first color that was ever made. Part of one human family that got a lot of shades. Part of one culture extended to an ancient day. Part of one people's determined to always make a way. It's undeniable the power that's inside of you. Gotta tap into a deep zone like a rider do. Nothing comes easily, handle it like a fighter do. And let books by Michael Teller inspire you.
Yeah, that's right. I'm your host for Mike Nice Lyrical Forte, and we are right back here on Mike Nice. I am sorry to say, unfortunately, today we will no longer be streaming today only. We won't be streaming on Facebook Live and Periscope, having a little technical difficulties, but we're all right. You can still listen in, and of course, if you're listening in, you know that. But you can still listen in today on blogtalkradio.com/MikeNice or call in. And that call-in number is 646-668-8072. We have several callers on the line, and we appreciate each and every one of you who are tuning in to the night show. We're going to get things started. We have a caller on the line, but I'm going to come back to that caller. So if you are on the line, just be a little patient. We're going to come right back to you. But, man, again, thank you for tuning in to tonight's show. Again, we stream every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time here on blogtalkradio.com. And we usually have Facebook Live and Periscope streaming. Also, all you have to do is just look up Lyrical Forte, and there you will find us streaming on both of those platforms. And we'll be back doing that next Tuesday. So you can still chat with us on blogtalkradio.com if you would like to say something or anything like that. We also have a chat room on blogtalkradio.com/MikeNice. Follow me on all my social media, Facebook, Periscope, as well as I have a website, lyricalforte.com. Again, that's lyricalforte.com. And I definitely like to connect with you, and hey, we support each other. I also would like to just thank everyone as well for just, you know, just again coming here on Mike Nice and tuning in and checking us out every week. This is our third week since we've been back, man, and I definitely appreciate it. Shout out to everybody who graduated as well this weekend. We have graduations coming up, man. It's a great thing, man. I'm telling you, especially for us, you know, as people of color who, you know, are able to get a college degree and really utilize it and excel, because that's really a big thing for us is education when it comes to a lot of things that keep us from doing stuff. College is the key. College is really the key. And I understand that, you know, I understand that college may not be for everybody at the same time, but it's so important. I was talking to a friend the other day. It's so important for us to, you know, do something, you know, even if college isn't for you. It's important to, you know, there are trades out there, something instead of just doing nothing. It's just so important to educate ourselves. Also, something that I want to do here on Mike Nice as well as is, if you are a reader, please suggest books. Please suggest books, good reads that will be able to really help people with critical thinking skills and just, you know, just make people think. Last year around this time, I got to go to a lecture with David Banner. And he had this lecture called The Guide Box. And he always started the lecture off by saying, I don't care what you think about me. I just want you to think. I don't care what you think about me. I just want you to think. And, man, that is so, so true when it comes to a lot of things here. Even here on My Nights, even if you agree to disagree here, we just want to be able to you know, just pique your critical thinking skills and make you think on all different sides, because, you know, there may be a situation or an issue that we might discuss and it may be something that you haven't really even thought about until you heard it here. And we just want to, you know, just to help you think and that sort of thing. So if you do have a book, a good read for people out there, call in as well and let us know what that book is about, because we just want to help people in any way we can here on Mike Nice. So hey, stay tuned, continue. We want to do some great things here on Mike Nice as well. We want to have a portion of the show that is dedicated to young people who are crafty or, you know, just doing their thing and need a platform as well. We want to be that platform here on Mike Nice as well. So if you have any young people, make sure you send an inquiry to lyricalforte@live.com. Again, that's lyricalforte@live.com. I also have already mentioned, if you would like to co-host the show with me, interview, promo, things like that, also hit up lyricalforte@live.com. And something that we used to do as well, I also want to bring that back, and that's called Mike Nice, Nice Life. Each month, we want to represent someone who is not only just extraordinary on the level of just, you know, being an artist and things like that, but people who are also doing not just gracing the mic, but also gracing their communities as well. So again, that's Mike Nice, Nice Life. We recipient every month that we want to spotlight an artist who's just doing great things, going above and beyond, you know, what they're called to do. So stay tuned for some great, great programming each and every Tuesday. Also, I want to shout out Jinx the Poet. I saw him tuning in on Facebook Live earlier as we were streaming, a really great friend of mine who used to come here on Mike Nice as well. And I'm telling you, you definitely want to link up with him as well. Has a great story also about his brother. He is from Compton, California. Had him on the show a few times. He co-hosted with me before. He was actually able to get the artist for Tupac's album Machiavelli, the guy who actually made the album cover. He actually was able to get him here on Mike Nice and talk about his experience with that and things like that. So definitely want to shout him out. And hey, I'm going to play one of his tracks and we'll be right back.
Now she wanna take a ride, but roll with a hustle. Tired of games being played by them lame young busters. She loves it how I does it, but I'm just keeping it real. Never acting or macking, I say just what I feel. Now what's the deal, little mama? Gon' jump in my ride. Don't worry about your feet, let the seat recline. You can blaze up that fire. She replied, I don't smoke, so I stopped at the stove for her a henny and a coke. Now she on the float, the slow as we ride. And from the looks in her eye, she on a good time. She got players on the line, but never answer that. When I hit her with a text, she replied right back saying,
she says she wanna ride with me and hit the streets with a real OG. But I'ma show her how alive we'll be, and we gon' kick it like an 808 beat. So seatbelt and recline your seat. Don't worry, you'll be fine with me. Ain't no telling what the night might bring, but she enjoy herself, I guarantee. She says she wanna ride with me.
How my life has changed. No more drama, and it's obvious she's stacking her green. Motivation mixed with patience got her living a life. I don't chase him, but replace him if she ain't doing right. She wanna ride, but don't like the vibration of the speakers. I'ma pull to the side and tell her, radical to kiss. It was very nice to meet you, but I don't roll like that. That's the hustle in the trunk, spit, eating the tracks. If you explain it like that, we'll turn the beat back up. Since you driving, I'ma go ahead and reef from a cup. Now we ride real tough, blowing gangsta lean. If you pull up on the side, you will see just what I mean.
She says she wanna ride with me and hit the streets with a real OG. Well, I'ma show her how alive we'll be, and we gon' kick it like an 808 beat. Seatbelt and recline, you see. Don't worry, you'll be fine with me. Ain't no telling what the night might bring, but she enjoy herself, I guarantee.
Yeah. Looks in my eye, you know it's humble from the back. Laid back in my truck, who's enjoying the scene. From Long Beach to Crenshaw, sunset to Venice Beach. Stop us, I'm to eat, I see she looking for cash. But being a hustler from the hood, we don't go like that. So I paid for the tab, and some tipping hit coast. Thinking gotta hit the hub, grab some nothing for the show. So smooth when I roll, she's so cool like that. Treat her like a young Stella, yeah, she getting it back. So attracted, I attacked it like my daily grind. I put in working like my stack, she came multiple times. Now we ride through the city, ain't no telling where we go. She knows she rolling with a hustle, so she comfortable. Keep a couple things in my box, I ain't worried about the issue. If you cowards wanna try, best believe I won't be missing you. Continue on my rhythm, yeah, we slide through the street. Later on, I hear her moan as we slide through the sheets. Now she vibing to the beat, I see she like my staff. Just let the beat keep knocking, cause you know she going down. Woo!
That was a piece right there by Jinx the Poet from Compton, California. Again, shout out to him. We appreciate you for tuning in as well. Again, we're going to get things started right here on the phone lines, and you still have time to call in. We have about 50, a little more than 50 minutes left in the show, so make sure you call in and make the mic nice. But we're going to go to our first caller. We had her to come through and bless the mic last week on her piece about self-love. Arthur Petrina, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm okay. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. Again, we appreciate you for coming through, and we know we're ready for you to make the mic nice tonight as well.
Great. Oh, yeah. Well, I actually wrote a poem back the day after that first one you did, the first open mic one you ever did.
Right.
I wrote this that next day. I wrote one that day, and then I wrote one the next day. So I had just finished it the other day, and I didn't really have a title yet. But it's talking about disrespect on jobs and stuff. You know how we get disrespected sometimes in our job or place of employment or whatnot.
Right, right. Okay.
Yeah, so I had recorded it. I need to write it down so I can say it, but I got it.
Cool deal.
Are you ready?
I'm ready when you ready.
All righty.
Some jobs disrespect can make you lose self-respect. And you have to reconnect with your self-worth and give birth to a new and better version of you. Realize your value. Recognize you're living beneath your potential, regardless of your credentials. Your boss thinks your options are slim, so they don't treat you like a gem. They show no appreciation or consideration for your consistent dedication with no hesitation. Chaos is their creation. Some days you feel like you need medication when you do your evaluation. They know if you realize your worth and value, they will lose you. It's hard to find those as devoted as you. So they manipulate you, belittle you, lie on you, humiliate you, make you not even want to be you. They want you to think that you need them when they really need you and all that you do. So while you're waiting for someone to come rescue you, do what only you can do and ask God to lead and guide you. He designed you, and he'll go before you and behind you. Let go of your limiting beliefs, and you will find great relief, because on your side is the head chief, who can empower you with new beliefs to rise above any beef and be all you can be, aligning to your destiny, making money doing what you were created to do, and finding fulfillment in it too. Getting out of your comfort zone, reaching the unknown, God can place you on your throne. Just don't turn into them. Treat your help as a gem, and your light will not go dim if you be a blessing to them.
That was that piece.
Wow, wow. Let me ask you a question, because I think I know someone not too long ago who lost their job. They had, you know, they were dealing with stuff on, you know, on the job and things like that. And, you know, being that Alabama is one of those states where, you know, it's called a right to work state, you know, and so, you know, people can really fire you for anything. You know,
yeah.
How can you encourage someone to, you know, not put up with that, but at the same time, you know, at the same time, we want to have a sense of livelihood as far as, you know, having a job and that sort of thing. But how do you encourage someone to not still put up with that, but be willing to still stand their ground and know that, you know, they can find another job at the same time, I guess?
It's a challenging one. That's why I wrote that. I had a friend, well, it was a family member that was going through the same thing last week, or like a week ago when I wrote it. And it reminded me of some of the things I put up with as well. So
yeah,
sometimes
yeah.
It can be encouraging, but at the same time, it's very challenging because it's not always easy to find a job. And like you said, especially when they can let you go for anything. When you're in one of these small towns and stuff, and there's not many options and stuff like that,
right.
It can be very scary for people, and they'll put up with a lot of disrespect and a lot of things that just shouldn't be. For me, I think that my encouragement, even for myself, because I put up with this stuff, you know what I mean? And I know I've lived beneath my potential and still am living beneath my potential. So my thing is to store up our gifts, you know, our God-given gifts that He's given us, and start applying it, you know, and start getting around, you know, more like-minded people and business-minded people, people that are doing what we want to do and making the type of money that we want to make. Start, you know, mentor and start getting around these people. Start going to some of these free seminars and stuff for business if you want to be an entrepreneur or whatever, and just start aligning yourself with those type of people. And I believe that would be very beneficial. You know, you might end up being your own entrepreneur, end up being your own boss at some point. Sometimes you might still have to work for them for a little while or something. You know, but having a plan and you working it to be able to be your own boss or be able to live your own dream, whatever your purpose is, whatever you feel like you was placed here on this earth to do, you know, start positioning yourself to do that so we can find fulfillment in it. It's hard trying to work something that you know you were not called to do.
Right.
And, you know, reach your potential.
Definitely, definitely. Wow. I couldn't have said it any better, man. I really appreciate you coming through and shedding light on that.
Oh, thank you. I had to say that to myself. Go through it. I'm still going through it. And, you know, God is still taking me to that next level. And I know He wants us to continue to go higher and higher, you know, tapping into our gifts and stuff and, you know, realizing our potential. Kind of reminds me kind of what I was talking about last week about self-love.
Right.
Because, you know, even getting disrespected on this level at work can make us lose self-respect for our own self.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely, definitely, because I'm just... Definitely, because, you know, I was just thinking the other day, too, you know, I'm just 26 years old, but I was thinking about... When I first started in this field as a prevention specialist, I was like 19 or 20 years old. And so just, you know, getting my foot in the door and things, there was some things that I allowed that now I wouldn't allow, you know, and I think back on those times and just be like, I can't believe I even put up with that. But like you said, they're just, you know, times where you do kind of, because you want that job security, and so you kind of just let stuff go and just go with the flow, sort of thing.
It's interesting you say that about security. I was listening to something the other day, and it was talking about how your desires conflict with one another. And I was, because some of mine was like security and freedom. So security and freedom was like at the top of my list, that they conflict with each other. Because a lot of times we want to be secure, we can't have a level of freedom we want because we're so into being secure. I want to be secure. I want to, you know, all these different things that this job may promise us.
Right.
So we don't have the freedom that we want if, say, we were an entrepreneur or, you know what I'm saying? Well, we don't have to, we are our own boss. We make our own rules. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's very important, you know, what you just said, because I think it keeps us, like you said, the two. They conflict each other, so it keeps us, even though we want freedom, we want to live in our purpose and work in our purpose, we don't want to really take the chance of being an entrepreneur or opening up our own business because it's not guaranteed job security. So, I appreciate you sharing that. That's so true, so true.
Exactly. And I wanted to share some books, like you had mentioned. I don't know all the names, but Tony Robbins, all his books are great.
Tony Robbins?
Tony Robbins. He has a lot of them on audio on YouTube. And so I listen to a lot of them. Yeah, I listen to a lot of them on there. He has this one that's like a 30-day program. I think it's called Personal Power 2. And then the other one is called The Edge. And he has about 7 days of that 30-day program on there, and it's just very – powerful to me, because as I started doing it, it started making me start doing things that I have been procrastinating with, You know what I mean? So it was really helping me with procrastination and stuff and just getting a little more organized and stuff. I can't wait to finish it out and, you know, see what all comes of it. There's a few things that I have accomplished or goals of mine as I've been doing the program. But that's Anthony Robbins. And some of this stuff may say Tony Robbins, some may say Anthony Robbins. And then T.D. Jakes has this one called Instincts by T.D. Jakes. I thought that was a really good book.
Okay.
Teaching us how to use our God-given instincts, you know, our God-given intuition and stuff.
Right. Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. So you said Anthony, or it may come up as Tony Robbins, and he has some books on YouTube.
Yeah, a lot of the audio books are on YouTube, and some are under Tony Robbins, and some are under Anthony Robbins.
Okay. And you said one of them was it Personal Problem 2 and The Village?
Oh, no. I said Personal Power.
Power. Okay, got you.
Yeah, Personal Power 2. And then the other one was called The Edge.
Okay. Cool deal. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming through and shedding light and making the mic nice.
Oh, love it. I was so tired and sleepy, and I was like, oh, I forgot about open mic. I got to stay awake. Love you.
Oh, man, we appreciate it. We really do. That means a lot.
Yeah. And keep doing what you're doing. Appreciate
thank you so much. No doubt. Appreciate it. So, man, y'all will not believe this. I've been talking to myself the whole time since I've gotten off with Arthur Petrina. Man, I tell you, technology is something else. Now, I appreciate you, Arthur, for letting me know that as well. So I've been sitting up here really just talking my head off, and y'all haven't heard not one word I've said. I think that's funny. But sorry about that. But again, I was saying, you know, what she was saying about having two desires and how they conflict with one another was so very important that she said that. And I say that because it was so true. It was so true what she said, how we can have a desire to, you know, want to be free and do our own thing, but at the same time, we're not willing to go out there and jump. And, you know, that's one of the books actually that Steve Harvey has. One of his latest books is entitled Jump. And I have not read it yet, but I heard that it's a really good read for people who need to make that jump. They've been procrastinating or wanting to do something, be a business owner, and they are afraid to make that jump because they're afraid that they're going to fail. They're afraid that they're not going to succeed. And so that keeps them from jumping. And I was listening to Kiki Palmer the other day, and she mentioned something about how fear isn't even really real. Yeah, it keeps us from doing the things that we want to do, keeps us from other things that she said was positioning yourself. And one thing that also keeps us positioning ourselves, one thing that she mentioned was talking about seminars and things like that. When the library or when the library has classes on certain things, we should be the first ones down there. When the bank has classes on financial matters, we need to be the first ones down there. And especially when they're free, we need to position ourselves to do what we need to do. I was saying that where I'm from, there are free small business classes. If you are wanting to start your own business, there are classes that you can take, or you can actually be advised. There's a guy down at the Chamber of Commerce. Check your local Chamber of Commerce, and they usually have a person that will come every week or, you know, every so often to let you know what you need to do to become a business owner, a small business. whether, you know, you want to know about the taxes part, where do you start, your business plan, becoming LLC, having LLC or incorporated, whatever the case may be, you really need to check into it. Definitely check into it. Let's not let these small things keep us from doing what we need to do. Because eventually, man, y'all, I want to do have the desires of my heart, and I know that God is willing to take me there, and I know that He's preparing me. And every venture, every small thing is not small, but in so many ways, some things that we consider small and trifling and things like that is really big in the eyes of others. But again, thank you, Arthur, for coming through. We're going to keep things going. I have another caller on the line as well, the great Serum of Truth. How are you doing today?
I'm great, Lilka Forte. How are you?
I can't complain. I'm excited because I know that you're just going to shut it down like you always do.
I try my best.
So modest. What
y'all were speaking on, I had chose a piece like a few minutes before it started, and y'all are right on the topic, so
wow.
I'm going to share it with y'all tonight.
Sounds good.
It's entitled The Rights, and it's going to be on the next CD, just like the piece that I did last week, Where You're Headed. It's funny how these pieces are appropriate for the topics of Mike Nice.
Yeah.
I didn't think Mike Nice was coming back.
Although
I'm very glad it's back. And
yes,
this piece is called The Right. Are you ready?
I'm ready when you're ready.
Okay. It's the rights, tell you about the rights. It's the rights, tell you about the rights. It's the rights, tell you about the rights. They don't want to see the truth. They don't want to get it right. If you stand, make a plan, see the worldview. Open eyes, stop the lies and speak the truth. Then there's no way they can ever misuse you. Pay attention because I don't want to lose you. If you work and provide, then there's no room to hide the truth. You know it's just an old new lie. You need to apply that they don't want any of us to survive. It's the rights, tell you about the rights. It's the rights, tell you about the rights. It's the rights, tell you about the rights. They don't want to see the truth. They don't want to get it right. Take action, stand firm, truth in hand. Try your best to decide. If being caged in the land of the free seems to crush your pride, try to be a family, educate, and lawfully abide, making sure every home is solid, no cracks in the roof, floor, or side. Get involved, organize, gotta leave no room to try. Put your best foot forward, do your best to get by. Live a little, then aim for the sky. Protectors and educators, please do apply. Be strong to the pose, be active in this life. Controlling you even when you sleep, and that ain't right. If we don't speak up and act, they're going to ration the food, water, air, gas, and lights. It's the rights, tell you about the rights. It's the rights, tell you about the rights. It's the rights, tell you about the rights. They don't want to see the truth. They don't want to get it right. No matter your ethnicity, creed, sex, origin, no matter where you're from, native, born, or foreign, no matter your level of education or special profession, no matter what was stolen or if it was hard work or a blessing, we all have rights and shouldn't have to be stressing about what our paid by us officials are really addressing. We need to tune in and be on a mission to get all we are due with no butt kissing. It's the rights.
Wow. What made you write that piece? Was it like a situation, like something similar to how Petrina's was?
It's really based on the situation we are in with our current government.
Yeah, yeah.
The things are so forward into a downward direction that we have no choice but to wake up. When I tell you it's all nice and well to go to college, like you said, and get those special degrees and all of this great stuff, but I'm telling you, the life that we are stuck in right now, by majority choice, we're going to have to learn how to plant stuff in the ground again so we can eat.
Right.
There are no black folks here in Gaston. If Johnson decides, I love Johnson, don't get me wrong. If Johnson decides not to feed us no more, we're screwed.
Yeah.
And how many people you know how to grow a tomato or anything for us to eat that ain't old as all get out, and we don't know any of those traits or how to build a house or how to work on some plumbing, some real basic skills that we need to know how to have, that we need to have. So that's how the piece came about.
Mm. You know, and I think you said something that's so important, what you said right there. It's so important for us to be multifaceted in so many ways and not just know how to do one thing, but know how to do things, you know, different things, and not just know how to do different things, but also work collectively. You know, there's some things that I don't know how to do that you know how to do, and vice versa. You know, and work together collectively to get things done.
And it's really, we're in a sad situation. I know that I accept Trump as my president because that's who he is. There's no way around that right now.
Right,
but,
right.
He's putting us in a dangerous place. And when I'm talking about a dangerous place, we are so technology-based. What happened when the power go out, LaQuentin?
Yeah.
You know a camera maker that's going to sell to us if stuff go wrong?
Right.
You know? How are we going to protect ourselves? They don't want us to have no firearms or anything. We're going to be messed up.
Yeah.
If we don't reach back to the core of things. It's all fine to be, you know, that office person, but what happened when the office is no longer operating? You know, what good will you be to us then, you know, when the money's gone? Be concerned with the rights right now.
Right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. That's why I said, too, you know, it's so important, you know, even for people who don't feel like college is for them. Maybe getting a trade, learning some kind of trade, you know, things like that. You know, a lot of people, I was talking to someone the other day who really didn't understand the concept of Job Corps. And I know a lot of people look down on Job Corps. They feel like it's just for people who dropped out of school, who don't do right, that sort of thing. And they miss out on really knowing what Job Corps is really about. You know, these young people, a lot of these young people do graduate college. I mean, graduate high school and have a high school diploma. They just want a trade. Instead of going to school for 4 years or whatever the case may be, they're good with their hands. They want to get a trade. And a lot of people don't realize that most of the people that go to Job Corps, as soon as they get their trade, that they're going on to have a job. Where, you know, people who stay in school for 4, 5, 6 years who don't have a job. So, you know, it's just important that, like you said, we just become multifaceted and learn all kinds of things.
Absolutely, and I agree with you about those library classes that they offer. I don't care if it's for sewing and knitting. We're going to need somebody that knows how to sew because polo going to be out of commission. You know, you're not going to be able to get the Jordans and whatnot. We need somebody that knows, do you know a cobbler, LaQuentin?
Right,
you know,
right.
We're going to be messed up if we don't. Yeah. And I really feel like it's this big pressure about going to college and being that big office thing or whatever that is. When really it's some other skills that you have that you can hone in on and make a life out of and be, you know, comfortable in your work setting. A lot of people are not comfortable in their work setting. They're really not, but they have to work in order to live, you know.
Right. Definitely. Man, I appreciate you, too, getting in on this discussion and shedding light as well.
Absolutely.
Thank you. And that right there was the serum of truth right there, blazing the mic as well. And if you're listening in, and if we can help you in any kind of way, if you are learning, wanting to know more about a trade wherever you are in the United States, if I can help you in any kind of way to connect you with the right people or connect you with the right sources, you know, we have the internet, so everything that we can think of, we can most likely find it on the internet. But we want to definitely connect people with the right sources as well, and get people going and kind of be that boost for people as well, because, you know, again, whatever, it's so important that we're multifaceted and just multi-talented and things like that. I was telling someone the other day, when I was in high school, I knew that I was going to go to college, but we would have these things called career tech days where we would go to the technical school and, you know, do HVAC. That's heat and air conditioning. There's a big market in that, especially when it comes to, you know, these fast food restaurants or stores and things like that, when they go out, big money. Plumbing, I know it may not be for everybody, but there are some people that don't mind getting dirty and doing certain things. There's just so many jobs, so many different trades that we need people to do. And you can't look, I know some people look down upon certain people, like Sarah was saying, a lot of, you know, we're encouraged to go to college, and that's great. I just think any kind of education, me personally, I think any kind of education is important. Even me with a college degree, it doesn't make me better than anybody else, because again, like I said, there are some things that I can do and that you can't do, and there's some things that you can do that I can't do. And I'm going to need you just as much as you might need me to do some things. So we have to work together collectively to get to a certain point and accomplish our goals. And we as people of color, I think it's imperative that we get on it, that we really find something that we can hold on to and not just rely on the government. There are some things that I look at as some people that I know personally, and white and black, who rely on the government. They rely on the government, and we can't always rely on the government. I mean, look at it now. Look what's going on. Look at the programs that they're trying to take away and stuff. And I'm going to say this too as well. Make sure that you not only voice your opinion, but get out there and do your due diligence to make this a better country. Don't just use your mouth. Yes, it's great to speak out on certain things, certain incidents that's going on. You know, I was just looking at some of the things that were going on today. I mean, we had another unarmed 15-year-old to be shot in Texas. Another news feed came up and said that the guys in Louisiana who killed Alton Sterling probably won't be brought up on charges. And don't get me wrong, it's great to march, it's great to protest and things like that, but the difference between a moment and a movement is sacrifice. Again, the difference between a moment and a movement is sacrifice. We don't have that right now. That's the only thing when it comes to, you know, when we get out here and protest and do things like that, we're not willing to really sacrifice. When we go and we do these marches and stuff, we go right back home to how things were before. And we can't do that anymore. I mean, I was just thinking the other day when they were when we had the bus boycott. I'm gonna get my words together in a minute. We had the bus boycott, and how they went 13 something odd months without riding the bus. And these were people who had to get to work. They didn't have a car, but they sacrificed their ride to work. They sacrificed their ride to work in order to stand up for what's right and make a point. And guess what they did? They had to work collectively. Collectively. That's, again, something that we're missing. You know, so it's important that we get our feet to move and make sure not only speak up, but make sure you're going to these meetings that they're having, town hall meetings or council meetings and stuff, and speak up and speak out and make sure that you're doing whatever. When the school needs something going on, has something going on, and your kids go to that school, instead of complaining, saying, you know, they don't do this, they don't do that, make sure you be at the PTO, PTA meeting. You know, it's really time that we start standing up and we start really making a difference in our community. It takes a village. It takes a village. We have about 17 minutes left in the show, man. I again appreciate what a great show that we have had today, and it's not even over yet. I'm telling you, I really look forward to these Tuesdays as we continue on here on Mike Nice. And again, thank you for each and every one of you who continue to tune in and share with us. Again, you still have time to make the Mike Nice, even if you're not a poet. If you would like to just chime in on the discussions that we've been talking about, you know, just about, you know, again, about how we are afraid to take chances because of, you know, our desires conflicting with each other, how we kind of lower our standards. And that's another, man, that's another topic right there that I definitely want to dig even deeper in. Look forward to these upcoming shows, maybe next week, but I want to really get into it about standards and morals, and who sets our standards and morals for, you know, for one another. And do we still have standards? Are they going away? Are we becoming so free? You know, we live in a society now that we have become so free, that are we becoming so free that we're letting our standards go down? I was reading an article that caught my attention this weekend about the new style that women are wearing this summer for bathing suits, and how it's just exposing themselves. And I saw where someone made a comment about it, about, you know, how women are exposing themselves as for trend purposes, and they're lowering their morals and their standards. And how I was just reading the comments, how so many people didn't have a problem with it. And you know, and it's not about, don't get me wrong, it's not about bashing people because they love their body and different things like that. But do we have a standard where, you know, we say, hey, I'm not going to show myself off to the world, but I know that I'm special, and everybody don't need to see me in that light, you know? But again, that's going to be for another show. We're going to stay on the topic that we've been talking about. And again, if you would like to shed light, you have anything that you would like to say about what we've been talking about today, please, please feel free to do so. But check out this piece by Eric Perez entitled Appreciation. If you're listening right now and you hear the sound of my voice, I appreciate you.
As I stand here before you with my arms spread wide, I just want to take a second to pour myself out. tell you how much you mean to me. See, my life was in shambles because I was just chasing things that my mind scrambled. Unaware that every second away from you, my heart withered like a flower with no rain, like cold nights upon flames. Such a shame. All the time that I wasted while the poison of the world I tasted, face it. I gave in to my curiosity, not caring of your thoughts for me or your life for me. I ran away as you saw after me drastically, diving into the world of chaos and rapidly. The moments I'd gained became the years I'd lost. I walked down the unknown roads I crossed as my soul, like a puppet on the waves, was tossed. But from the throne in heaven, you beckoned my soul and told me you can take this broken mess and make it whole. And still, I ran. As my mother prayed, I ran. As my sister prayed, I ran. Right into my own coffin, I ran. Your praises no longer sang, but swam with the damned. Until one day I slammed into myself. And as I searched the face in the mirror, the lifeless eyes, the mind not wise, who fell victim to the world that was sensationalized, I realized I was watching me die. And so I said goodbye, and you reached down like lightning needs the ground, and flowers stretched towards the sun. I stretched towards the one who loved me even when I became undone. My anchor was your grace that led me into the secret place where the Most High dwells and reveals his face to the unfaithful and rejected. To me, consume me like fire consumes paper, evaporate me like mist or water vapor, solidify me like water into ice, purify me and remove every vice, captivate my mind until I reach the state where my thoughts cease to be, where I'm shackled to your side and you control all of me, not just what I want to give up, not just where I want to obey, but perform open heart surgery on me and remove the parts that have decayed, let me fade away like a celebrity's fame or fortune, as I dive deeper into my depths of my God-directed soul searching, cause I need you. Cause life is not life without you. Cause the shadows of my past creep on today's skies, trying to change my mind's forecast from free to paralyzed. I realize that you are the sustenance of my living. Intertwine our hearts so that mind follows your rhythm. Ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. Let them beat as one, as the seeds of iniquity in me become undone. Lord, Father, King, Savior, be present in my thoughts and my behavior, that my life will be a dedication to you now and forever, that I may achieve my full potential in whatever endeavor. You never said it would be easy, and I wouldn't expect it to be, because you're ripping out of me all the sin you detect within me. But the pain of my loss don't compare to the pain of your cross, so do what you gotta do to get connected with me and bring out the plans that you've selected for me. So as I stand here before you with my arms spread wide, I just want to take a second to pour myself out, tell you how much you mean to me, for all that I am or ever will be, I am because of you.
So I was recently.
Motives and thoughts. Rotating bodies, confusion of sound, negative imagery holding us down, social delusion, clearly constructed, human condition, morals corrupted, trapped in reaction, lawlessness, war, dissatisfaction from bowels to core, devil's technology, strategy four, human mythologies, urban folklore, sicker psychology, counterfeit cure, wicked theology, robbing the poor. Scheme demonology mislead the pure, stricken strategically studying war. Light shone in darkness, image exposed. Few can see through the new emperor's clothes. Lustful, this hustle turns humans to hoes. When the blind lead the blind, just more trouble and woes. It's the mind that they chose, it's they closed. Standards of jokers, court just the logic. Cyclic and cosmic from schoolyard to college. Primitive man in his civilized knowledge. System collapse and he still won't acknowledge. God is the savior. Studies behavior, trying to fix the mixed mind that he gave you. Stiff-necked scholars on prescription meds, wishing their problems was all in their heads. Moral dilemma, pride at the root, misguided from youth, heart divided from truth. Egyptians and Grecians, spiritually dead, empirically led by the good gods in their heads. Motives and thoughts, industrial wealth, global economy in it for self. Heart full of madness, covered with kind, pleasure designed to take over your mind. Furnished in godliness, painted in good, this tainted priesthood's got real saints misunderstood. While classes and government set up the veil and cultivate minds for more mythical tales. Typical Hollywood, folly's good girl, while vice and corruption take over the world. Motives and thoughts. Check your motives and thoughts. Line with the wickedness deep in your heart. Modern day wickedness is all you've been taught. Lie to your neighbors so you get ahead. Modern day trickery is all you've been fed. Motives and thoughts. Check your motives and thoughts. Thank you.
From Brooklyn, please give a warm death poetry welcome.
And man, we have had another great mic night here on Tuesday, man. This month has started. So, hey, if it's some things that you've been wanting to do, go ahead and start out doing them this month. This month of May. It's the fifth month of this year. And before you know it, we're going to be at the end of the year. So, hey, let's go ahead and do the things that we've been wanting to do. But before I close out the show, I want to leave you with this. This is one of my favorite poems, favorite pieces. And I know you have heard it before, or favorite writings, whatever you want to say. But I know you've heard it before, and it's been in movies such as Coach Carter, as well as Aquila and the Bee. And it's Deepest Fear. I don't think it even has a title. I think people just refer to it as Our Deepest Fear, and it's by Marianne Williamson. So make sure that if you have not let someone know about Mike Nice, make sure you do so. Let them know that we are having really good discussions here on Mike Nice, and we would love for them to chime in. But here's the piece. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightening about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. I also want to leave you with this quote as well. Make a radical change in your lifestyle and begin to boldly do things which you may previously never have thought of doing or being too hesitant to attempt. Thank you, each and every one of you, for tuning in, and we will see you on the radio.
Circumstances.